Hi, Sandra. How are you? Let's cut to the chase. What are the best management companies of 2019?
Jill, we can spend a couple of hours on this, but I know our audience won't have the patience for a couple of hours, so we'll keep it within the designated time limit. So let me start with for audience of those who are old enough to remember Jack Welch, the CEO of GE when GE Forever was named the number one managed firm globally. And what did he do? So Jack Welch, if you recall, began something called the Vitality Curve. And that's why he was called Neutron Jack. So what's the Vitality Curve, for those of you who forgot Jack Welch? 20% of the team, of his global team, were A players. The A players got large raises and big bonuses, and he made them millionaires. The Bs, the 70%, okay raise, okay bonuses. And he let the bottom 10% go every year. That's why he was called Neutron Jack. So it was tough, but the focus for Jack was, if you can't be an A or a B, you're not going to be here. And for the various GE divisions, including, GE Healthcare, the aircraft, if you weren't number one or number two in the category, we closed it down. So Neutron Jack, forever the top CEO. When he was CEO for GE, it was number one best managed firm. No one was even close. So a little bit of history. I'm a fan of Jack Welch, by the way, as you can imagine. So let's talk with best managed companies for this year. This is from the Wall Street Journal. So we'll talk the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago. So America's best friend companies today include, some of the nation's oldest corporate giants. By the way, we're going to talk about GE in a minute, and many of its most nimble technology firms. This year, 2019, guess who's number one? Amazon.com. Amazon unseated Apple this year to earn the number one spot in the management top 250, which is an annual ranking that uses the principles of the late management guru Peter Drucker, one of my idols. I learned a lot. The father of management, by the way, Peter Drucker. If you're in the management field, the leadership field, you know Peter Drucker. We learned a lot from him. And so the online retailer was bolstered by his relentless focus on innovation. Amazon, of course, Jeff Bezos, right, who started with a book division. And now, of course, he's in everything. Amazon is in everything. Anything you want, Amazon. Number two, Microsoft Corporation rose to the number two position, followed by Apple with the Google parent Alphabet and its networking equipment giant Cisco Systems rounding out the top five. So a team of researchers at Claremont Graduate School, Drucker's Institute, compiled the list using dozens of data points to evaluate the companies on five performance dimensions. Number one, customer satisfaction, employee engagement and development, and innovation. And, of course, number one, the newest thing is social responsibility, which really didn't exist in the past. Social responsibility and its financial strength. So, these principles, in fact, reflect the teachings of Mr. Drucker, long considered the father of modern management, which we know so well. I learned a lot from him at Claremont, reading all his stuff and being on the same board as he was back then here in New York. So this was really a breakthrough year for such holistic thinking, according to Rick Wartzman, who was from the again, part of the Drucker, on the division of a part of the Drucker Institute. You know, he says big companies are thinking about their role in society and more explicitly how to serve all their stakeholders, not just the shareholders. That's what our ranking is all about. So through technology companies dominate, though they dominate the top of this year's list, a wide spectrum of sectors is represented in the ranking, including the retailer Walmart, beverage maker PepsiCo Inc., delivery provider United Parcels, and automaker makers Ford and GM. So we're also going to talk about some of the worst managed companies of this year. Okay, we're going to get into that as well. Some of it will surprise you, in fact. Okay. So the researchers also rolled out, you know, as we talked, the red flag system, highlighting companies with particularly weak scores in one dimension on Drucker's scorecard. Okay, Facebook, we know about the problems there with a lot of problem with Mort. They earned a red flag this year for its weak customer satisfaction score. The company's been embroiled in controversy over, as we know on TV, what's going over the data privacy practices and misinformation, as we know so well, on its show. So let's again talk about some of the red flag firms, which is pretty important. So. Who made red flags? The worst managed companies. Okay. Philip Morris International, red flag. The tobacco company that sells Marlboro outside the U.S. is in the 0.6 percentile for customer satisfaction. They're still promoting the Marlboro brand other than here in the U.S. So a representative for the company who's spoke to the Wall Street Journal, said, I'm quoting, Philip Morris International is undergoing a massive transformation to shift our business entirely out of the conventional cigarettes to scientifically substantiated smoke-free products. Well, they haven't yet. All right, number two, red flag, Walmart. very low percentile because of the low score of its employees. Job satisfaction scores are one of the lowest. Okay. All right. United Healthcare Group, red flag. Customer satisfaction. Very low percentile of customer satisfaction. A lot of people have left the United Healthcare Group. GE, believe it or not. Hard to believe the company under Peter Drucker was number one for 15 years. But one of the indicators is the low of GE's financial strength. And one of the weaknesses of Jack Welch was he put a very weak CEO in when he left, who really, really lowered the score tremendously and didn't follow the Jack Welch management practice. You may remember a GE CEO named Jeff Milhelt. Anyway, a GE spokesman, however, did say we're making progress improving our financial position and strengthening our position. Okay, so that's a little bit about red flags there. Okay, so we talked about, you know, some of the companies that are having difficulty that were on the top of the list. J&J was, you know, number eight. Great company managed by a great CEO. It was number eight early this year. However, now the opioid situation came about by one of GE's division heads. And that really lowered the rating of GE, of Johnson & Johnson tremendously. Another one that's shocking, of course, the Boeing Corporation is right now navigating the worst crisis in its history after two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX planes. So that's something we should know about. Two companies that was always on top, now no more, until the opioid crisis for J&J is over and the lawsuits are there. Okay, so anyway, another red flag company, and then we'll open it up with some questions. Chevron, customer satisfaction, very low from the employee rating there. And of course, we know about Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg is going through the roughest time he's had. Now, of course, a gazillionaire, billionaire. But tough times for Facebook. So that's a little bit about who's managing what and who's doing a good job and not so good a job, Jill.
Any common denominator?
Management.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, why? I'm just curious because at the time that Welch replaced himself, it was not entirely obvious that that was the ultimate successor, let's just say.
Yes. But when you look, Jill, about what Jeff Bezos has done, Amazon, unbelievable, right? Whatever you need now, you go online to Amazon and you can get it within one day or two. Incredible what Jeff Bezos has done. He's really the innovator of, for me, in my life, next to Jack Welch, Jeff Bezos for sure.
And any comments about, you know, for example, the Boeing thing was not a surprise if you pay attention to that. None of these problems occurred overnight, let's just say.
Exactly.
And so
as we know so well, the Boeing Corporation was informed 3 weeks before the crash that there was something wrong. They did nothing. So the lawsuits will continue to pile on them, and let's see if they continue to exist.
Thank you very much, Sander Flom, Leader's Edge.
Okay.